end. Good morning, friends. You're very welcome. I'm Adrian Flannelly, and we're going to be with you for the next couple of hours. We hope you can spend the time with us. We have, friends, today, well, actually it's Monday, but this is America's birthday weekend. As a matter of fact, it's the 245th birthday of America. Independence Day, and, you know, it is, I suppose, of all the holidays that we celebrate in the United States, this is the big one. There are everybody, and bear in mind that the United States is the land of immigrants, we're celebrating Independence Day, we knocked the weekend out of it. There has never been there's no other holiday that displays with great pride the American flag from one end of this country to the other. You'll see so many flags, and it is not an exaggeration to say that everybody in America is very proud to be in America. And again, as I say, you know, the land of immigrants. And when we look at, you know, our history, a standout nation in the building of America were the Irish. And some would say, you know, continue to be. Let's, friends, we're going to have a guest on our program today, one who, indeed, we look forward to welcoming, Fiona Ross, currently serves, indeed, as chair of Corus Umper Éireann, CIE Ireland, and she has served on 17 boards, different boards in Ireland and the UK, and indeed in America as well. She began her career as a stockbroker in London and spent 25 years working in capital markets in Dublin, in London, Eastern Europe, and the United States. So we're looking forward to welcoming her as well. CIE is Ireland's largest public transport provider, operating, you know, the rails and bus services throughout the country, including cross-border enterprise services. Now, CIE is represented in the U.S. by CIE Tours International under the leadership of its chief executive here, Elizabeth Crable, and the company is celebrating, listen to this one, 90 years, primarily operating guided tours and vacations across Ireland, Scotland, England, Wales, Italy, and Iceland. Yes, CIE Tours, it represents the largest single generator of inward tourism from the USA to Ireland. So now, that's another thing, of course, we can be very proud of. And we are going to cross over in an hour, give or take, to Kevin O'Connor, the award-winning author and journalist, and he'd bring us up to date on all the news from Ireland, all that's worth indeed reporting, and why not. Okay, so maybe just to get the program started here, we might start off. Well, we have a lot of music, especially in the first hour here. So let's see what we might come up with. Yeah, you'd think I didn't know this program was coming up. Yeah, well, you know, none of us are perfect, thank God. All right. So, in the meantime, I can tell you that Anya Sheridan is the Anya is the president of Flannelly Promotions, Irish Radio Network USA, and IrishRadio.com worldwide. And yes, that's where you'll find us, IrishRadio.com. So, here a couple of waltzes maybe to get us started. I wouldn't go do any harm. This is the Merino Waltz. I'm going to go to Dublin for this one. We get John Sheehan and Michael Howard. Lovely tune. Merino Waltz. Best way to reach us? Send an email to Anya, A-I-N-E, at irishradio.com. And again, friends, Kay the Miller Forsha. You're very welcome to the Flannelly Show live from New York. And not indeed that we need an excuse to play songs by some of America's greatest artists, including this one. Perhaps you might even recognize.
By the time I get to Phoenix, you'll be rising.
Okay, Ben Campbell here.
And you'll find the note that I left it hanging on the door. She reads the post that says I'm leaving. I've left that girl so many times before.
You know, when you will hear as many American songs in Ireland as you will Irish, and, you know, we might even, you know, well, let's bring you to Red Hurley, and here he is going to do a medley of songs. Actually, they're Buddy Holly songs. Yes.
Yeah,
That seems to have gone over quite well. Friends, I want to bring you back now from Cabaret Ireland and bring you up to Westchester County here in New York. And, of course, we will have parades celebrating American Independence throughout the weekend. We'll have fireworks. But here are the Westchester Pipes and Drums with an American medley. Well, we were going to have it. I don't know. Maybe. Oh, it's coming. Wait a minute. Hold on now. They're coming. They're coming. Yeah. Step aside now, laughing. Oh, yeah, okay. Thank you. friends, George Michael Cohan, better known as George M. Cohan, born on the 4th of July in 1878, a great showman. He came from a musical family. But he, between 1901, right through 1940, he produced, you know, more than 40 Broadway shows, 80 Broadway plays and musicals, and indeed, he had two great loves. One was indeed for America, which, of course, he referred to as Uncle Sam. He wrote, believe it or not, over 1,000 songs, but some of them are indeed very, very much associated with Broadway and New York. And here's a medley of songs by George M. Cohan. And indeed, very proud of his Irish roots, indeed, his Irish heritage. And here are some songs. Let's see who we can get. Oh, Sister Mary Beata Geraghty. Never want to shy away from a microphone. And particularly, she gives a good version of a medley of George M. Cohan's songs. Here we go. You probably know some of them. And if you don't know, it'd be a good time to sing along with them, you know.
Yeah.
And, friends, Ireland very much on our minds has been for the last couple of years when we couldn't, especially when we missed Ireland and missed getting to Ireland. But those days gone, over. So now we're out of excuses because Ireland is absolutely ready to welcome, in particular, United States of America visitors with the Cave Mille Folch, 100,000 welcomes, and that's even half of it. You could make that, you know, 200,000 for that matter. And, you know, there is so much to do in Ireland. The most vaccinated country in Europe, indeed, with the 95% vaccination COVID rate in Ireland. And just about, you know, Ireland has had 2 years to prepare for this big return. It is there. And, you know, there's so much information you can have before you go. And even if you're on your way out the door, log on to Ireland.com. That's Tourism Ireland's website. You know, and no, by the way, no COVID testing required for international travelers entering the United States. So, you know, you got two choices. You can stay here and have all your relatives and friends, you know, barrassing over from Ireland and in on top of you, or you can beat them to it and just head for Ireland, and which of us doesn't want to? Now is the time. Ireland.com, Tourism Ireland's website, only information, even more than you'll ever need. Log on to Ireland.com. And again, America is really, really celebrating. We have very, very good reasons to celebrate this great, great land of ours. And I wanted to take you back, actually, to 1942, give or take, when in World War II, bands and singers and groups from the United States, artists of every description, you know, went to Europe to entertain the American troops serving our land overseas. And but there was one in particular who brought a different style of music to Europe, and indeed very much his theme of music you know, permeated Ireland during this period too. And maybe we might call on Glenn Miller and his orchestra to play American Patrol. Again, on this birthday of America. Glenn Campbell, no. Make that Glenn Miller, yeah. Shades of City Center, if we go back to indeed the 50s and 60s and beyond, there was a Glenn Miller type band. And in one of the dance halls here in New York's City Center, and that's where Irish immigrants would, you know, gather on weekends. Many met their partners, their wives, their spouses, their lifetime partners, in City Center. And, the Glenn Miller of the day, was, Brendan Ward, and he hailed from Foxford in County Mayo. And, Brendan, indeed led an orchestra, an 18-piece orchestra, and definitely, if you didn't get a chance in your life to hear, you know, the Glenn Miller music and songs, if you went to, if you were one of those who went to City Center Ballroom, well, there was the Brendan, Brendan Ward, there producing some of the greatest music, not only of Glenn Miller, but now, I bring that up for a couple of reasons. One being, Brendan had his orchestra, and then there was an accordionist. He came from Mallow in County Cork, and he would become the icon, the Pied Piper of Irish and Irish-American music throughout the United States. His name, Paddy Noonan. And for anybody along the way who had a chance to meet and to hear and to dance to Paddy Noonan, well, that was memorable events. During COVID, sadly, Paddy Noonan passed away, but, you know, coming up this coming Saturday, actually, there is a tribute to the life of Paddy Noonan, and it is taking place at the Irish American Center. It's a celebration of Paddy Noonan's life. Yeah, a week from today, from 2 o'clock until 6 p.m. at the Irish American Society of Nassau, Suffolk, and indeed Queens and the entire area. It's going to be an afternoon of music, of song, of dance, and of course, many stories and laughter as we celebrate the life of Paddy Noonan. We're looking forward to it, Dave. Great crack. Something he would definitely have enjoyed and deserved. You know, that's and that's at the Irish American Center in Mineola, Long Island. And can I give you a phone number? Yes, 516-746-9392. For fans of Paddy Noonan, who again had more influence in the promotion of Irish American music, concerts and tours, brought some of Ireland's greatest entertainers, you know, on the road, so to speak. And he would hold the record for the greatest number of tours. He was as well known in, you know, remote parts of America as he was in the larger cities. Paddy Noonan. And, well, here, maybe you'd like to sing along with this couple of tunes here. And we're listening to Richie O'Shea, feature singer with Paddy Noonan.
make a fuss. Whoever you are, you're one of us. You're Irish, this is the place for you. Come into the parlor now and make yourselves at home. Come into the parlor, sure you won't be on your own. This big McGee is right for tea and this lucky and for good. They say McGilligan's daughter doesn't know the taste of water. There's lots of stuff to stick it out and there's room for half the town. Boxes of the water if you want to wash it down. And if you're Irish, you're sure of a welcome. There's a hooligan at Hannigan's house tonight.
Yeah, friends, we are broadcasting, and we are broadcasting anywhere and everywhere in the world on irishradio.com. And if you happen to miss any of our interviews with our guests, well, you know, from when would you like to hear an interview? From 10 years ago, 15 years ago, maybe last week, today's program, no problem. irishradio.com. That's, you just go to the website and you click on Archives, the Archives button. And, of course, you can always follow us again, anytime, day or night, wherever you are in the face of the earth on, oh, Facebook. Facebook Irish Radio or Facebook Adrian Flannelly. And we're always and ever from one end of the week to the other, we're posting bits and pieces of news, news from Ireland, and indeed from our own Irish-American community. And if you, of course, you'd like to get in touch with us, easiest way, send an email to Aine, A-I-N-E, at irishradio.com. That's Aine at irishradio.com. And again, friends, with the great music and of Paddy Noonan there, the apple does not far fall far from the tree, because here's Paddy's daughter, Sheila Noonan. And a song, oh, it's a lovely one indeed, called Feet of a Dancer, Sheila Noonan. Irish Repertory Theatre, friends, it's the award-winning off-Broadway home for the Irish and Irish Americans, an Irish American drama in New York City, and since 1988. Now, playing at the moment, Yes. Not Yes as in Yes, but Yes. Because it's called, the play is called Yes. Reflections of Molly Bloom, and it's running at the moment until July 17th, and then simultaneously at the Irish Rep, the Butcher Boy is actually no, well they're not they're on their way, but they don't start actually until the 21st of July. There you go. Listen. Easiest way to find out what's happening at the Irish Rep, and I do suggest that if you're coming into New York and you want to get a good taste of Irish theatre in our own home for the Irish and Irish American drama, then log on to www.irishrep.org, or you can call and leave the box office 212-727-2737, 212-727-2737. Okay, we got out the turf spade. We're in the bog. Let's see what we could dig up from here. Oh, indeed. Preservation Hall Jazz is the group. And this goes back to, again, it's the 40s. And, American jazz. Indeed, from the South, it gave America a real sense of true jazz. And here I'll give you a taste of it anyway. And this tune, Put On Your Old Gray Bonnet. Okay, Preservation Hall, let's take it right there. This is an original recording from New Orleans, and indeed it's the Preservation Hall Jazz Band. Some of the greatest jazz musicians in America all having a session on stage in, again, great, great musicians brought their music throughout the world.
I long to see the world. I'd sail across the sea in ships and see the sails in furls. So I went to make my fortune on the far side of the hill. I wandered far and wide, and now I fell. I've had my fill, and it's home, boys, home. Home I'd like to be, home for a while in the old country. For the oak and the ash and the barley, all the tree are all the gold and green are in the old country.
I believe this is Noel Kingston, one of the great entertainers who served their time, so to speak, with Patty Noonan. Patty Noonan's friend. Bring back some memories. Okay. But, friends, okay. All aboard for Broadway. George M. Cohan's The Music of George M. Cohan by John Peterson.
All aboard for Broadway. That's where I belong. All packed, I've got my dancing shoes. Song and dance men never get the blues. All aboard for Broadway, swear I'm meant to stay. Hit me with the biggest spotlight, yes sir, that feels just about right. I can't miss that Broadway train. Cohan, C-O-H-A-N. Now remember, my friend, when you get back home, give my regards to Broadway. Remember me to Herald Square. Tell all the gang at 42nd Street that I will soon be there. Whisper of how I'm yearning to mingle with the old-time throng.
Hey, how about that one? Okay. All right, we're going to slow down the pace a little bit here. Give you a few all-time waltzes.
If you listen, I'll tell you a story of a girl that I think is just grand. She's the most captivating young lady. She's the joy, she's the light of the land. Sure, her name is Susie O'Malley. She's got talents and beauties galore, and now one word in mind can describe her. It's her roguish blue eyes I adore. Oh, Susie O'Malley, I love you. You're a darling, what more can I say? And I'm waiting to hear you say, sweetheart, for I'm loving you more every day. Rose, rose, rose of Kintyre, sure I love you. There was never a darling with a heart so true. Sometimes I see, dear, a devil in your eyes. Don't ever leave me, my Varney, I would die. Rose, Rose, Rose of Killarney, sir, I love you. It was in the county ferry, not far from County Clare, where all the boys would gather for a pattern or a fair. Town it was, Killarglen, what a lovely place to view. But what made it interesting was my Bridget Donahoe. Bridget Donahoe, I really do love you. And although I'm in America, to you I will be true. Bridget Donahoe, sure I'll tell you what I'll do. Just take the name of Patterson, and I'll take Donahoe. I sent my love a picture, I did upon my word. It's not a picture of myself, but of a great big bird. It was the American Eagle, says I, Miss Donahoe. The eagle's wings are large enough to shelter me and you. Bridget Donahoe, I really do love you. And although I'm in America, to you I will be true. Bridget Donahoe, sure I'll tell you what I'll do. Just take the name of Patterson, and I'll take Donahoe. Bridget Donahoe, I really do love you. And although I'm in America, to you I will be true. Bridget Donahoe, sure I'll tell you what I'll do. Just take the name of Patterson, and I'll take care of you. I'll just take the name of Patterson, and I'll take